The confident mum decides that while her family is important, so is she. And so it begins. Hi, mums. I just wanted to do a quick introduction to introduce the episode that you're about to listen to, which is called Prioritizing Your Peace. I believe that anything that costs you your peace is too expensive, and we simply can't afford it, especially as mums. This episode was sparked by the untimely passing of Caroline Flack, and while she wasn't a mother, it got me thinking about mental health and motherhood and how peace is so important, and we actually really need to do what's best for us. I haven't mentioned mental health a lot on this podcast, but I plan to do so more often because it is just that important. So I was doing a bit of research and I discovered on Tommies.org, and Tommies are an organisation that provide evidence-based, expert and user-led accessible pregnancy information to support expecting parents in understanding what they can do to support a safe and healthy pregnancy. Now, they did a study and found that suicide is the fifth leading cause of death in the first 6 weeks postpartum, which is just, it's just so sad. And actually the number one cause of death in the first year of motherhood. I'm not sure if this was amongst new mums, I believe it was, but regardless, that is a statistic that is just one too many. And on this episode, I talk about you can set boundaries and how you need to really just do what's best for you. What I've learned as a mother, I'm a mum of three and I've been a mum now for the past almost 5 years, is that it's actually no one else's responsibility to take care of me but me. Now, if you're feeling low or depressed, then obviously please take yourself to a GP and seek professional help. But on a day-to-day basis, we are responsible for our own well-being. So in order to make the most of that, I believe that we need to set boundaries. Get yourself into a close friendship group, or you can join groups like NCT. They do lots of park walks, they do coffee mornings for new mums, and also just be satisfied or content rather with any consequence that arises from you doing what's best for you and taking care of yourself. You know, if you have to distance yourself from certain friends or family or work colleagues or whatever it is, the consequence might be, you know, you're gossiped about, you're misunderstood, you know, you're blocked or whatever it is. But just make peace with that and understand that once you start doing what's best for you, not everyone's going to like it, but you will eventually get to know yourself better and attract better into your life. Okay, enjoy this episode and I will see you on the next one. The confident mum prioritises her peace. The confident mum prioritises her peace. Hi mums, welcome back to another episode of The Confident Mum with Olga. If this is your first time listening, then welcome to the show. I hope you enjoy it. And if you do, please comment, rate and review wherever you're listening. And you can also send me a DM on Instagram. I am very, very responsive. If you are a returning listener, then welcome back. Thank you for tuning in once again. I wanted to talk today about how prioritizing your peace is essential. And actually, I've spoken a bit about self-care, but I don't think we can even embark on a self-care journey if we are not at peace with our current circumstances and our situations. Many of us, again, were absolutely surprised and really, really heavy-hearted about the untimely passing of Caroline Flack. I don't actually watch Love Island, but I remember her from The X Factor, 40-year-old young woman who unfortunately took her own life this past weekend. And a lot of it has been, the reason has been attributed heavily to the media, online bullying, and this kind of thing, which is just absolutely tragic. And I want to talk about how, obviously, suicide is a final action from a series of feeling low, depressed, and probably feeling that they have nowhere to turn to, or that they're in a situation where they can't get out of. I don't want to speak too much on the subject because I am unable to relate completely to this situation. But I know that as a mum, our peace is very, very important. And sometimes I know that I felt in my motherhood journey that I haven't always had someone to turn to, or if I feared judgment, I might keep things to myself. And it could be how I'm imagining things, or a lot of the time it is actually me needing to say what is affecting my peace, because we only get a certain amount of hours a day. And when you're a mum, especially with young kids, I've got 3, 4 and under, breastfeeding, not getting any sleep, the last thing you need is something that's going to disturb your peace, whether that's being around relatives that make you feel uncomfortable, or certain friends, other mums, other family members, friends that are kind of not taking how you're feeling seriously, or make it belittling you in any way. If it's an employer that's just, you know, not offering any kind of support, then all these things really affect your peace and could make any low mood worse. So I wanted to say what I did with work. I found with my last employment that I had, I was told that I was needed back at work 5 days a week, 9 to 5. So there was no flexibility offered. That didn't sit well with me, and I had to make a decision, and I decided to withdraw from corporate life. Not everyone is in a position to make that decision. And, you know, if I'm honest, looking back, I felt that I was left no alternative, which is a shame, because if I had really, I did enjoy my role in my last work employment. I really did. But I always knew I wanted to eventually work for myself. But if you're someone that really enjoys working and you feel that you're with an employer who is just not really listening or taking your needs and desires into consideration, then I would definitely advise contacting your HR department, speaking to your spouse, your family for support, and seeing what your options are. And sometimes you might have to look outside of your employer. If that is a situation that you're in, you can DM me about this privately if this is something that relates to you. I am a HR professional, so you can send me a message about that. But also, more and as of importance, is just your peace around your home. I met someone on one of these mum groups, and said that she felt uncomfortable breastfeeding in front of her mother-in-law because her mother-in-law had asked her to cover up. This was a new mum, and it's just why, you know, she was at home. Her mother-in-law had come to visit her, and she obviously, the baby got hungry, she wanted to feed the baby, and her mother-in-law asked her to cover up or kind of leave that room and go upstairs or go away and feed the baby privately because she made her feel uncomfortable. So something like that would have just absolutely just thrown me. Like, I'm opposite. I actually do like to feed my baby in private on my own, but that's nothing that I've ever had to feel that I've had to do, especially in my own home. And it's things like this that are just so frustrating, because that little trigger, I'm not saying her mother-in-law meant it in a bad way. I obviously only heard her side of the story, but, you know, the baby was hungry and needed feeding. We get enough pressure. We're trying to encourage mums to feed babies outside and anywhere without feeling funny. So to have a relative make that statement in her home when her baby was, she's very young, about 6 weeks. So it's just a vulnerable time as it is. There's so many examples of where your peace can be threatened if you don't feel like you can speak up, which I spoke about on one of my last episodes. If you feel that you are just on this hamster wheel, and everywhere you turn, maybe you're told that you complain too much, or you're too quiet, or you're always whinging, or, you know, that kind of the thing, that you're the issue, you're the problem, when you might just be surrounded by the wrong people. You could be surrounded by the wrong people, whether that's online or in real life. So just some tips that you can do to begin to think about how you can protect your peace. If it's online, you can take a social media break. Honestly, I promise you, social media will still be there whenever you decide to log back in, if that's what you feel that you need to do. It could be a 1 day break, a 1 week break, a 1 month break. That is up to you. You can absolutely switch off. You can deactivate Facebook and Instagram, and as soon as you reactivate it, you know, you don't lose any of the data. That's an option. You can unfollow people, obviously, and start to follow accounts that maybe have positive messages, where you feel like you align better with the people that are the owners of those accounts. They have images, photos, inspirational quotes that inspire and motivate you rather than make you feel unworthy or down or useless. You can turn off commenting. You know, this is probably more for celebrities or people in the public eye. I don't know how they would hear this, but if they did, you know, it's another option. Or maybe you're just, you know, maybe you're quite popular for whatever reason and you get the odd rude comment. You can just turn off commenting. You can block. Don't let yourself be at the mercy of trolls and bullies. If it's a case of a workplace environment where you are getting side eye, we've all worked in a workplace in the office where there are people that maybe they are not your manager but feel that they are, or they undermine your work, they make you feel uncomfortable, they make you not enjoy being at work, you can definitely discuss it with. And if you can't go to your line manager, maybe the line manager is the issue. You can confide in a colleague, go to HR and just take it, or go to a senior manager or the manager of your manager. My point is, don't be quiet about it, especially as a mum. The chances are you're working part time. And if you're working full time, you've got a full time job to get back to when you get home. So you have to really just take, not responsibility, but just make sure that your peace becomes your priority, because peace ultimately is the number one attribute to have, I believe. You can have the money, you can have the great job, you can have great friends, you can have the great social group, but if you don't feel at peace, as we witness, you know, all the time, then what do you have? Because when your peace is disturbed mentally, then you are susceptible to negative thoughts and you can find yourself in a dark place very quickly. And we have children to think about. They are looking at us. They are watching us. They do feel us. And I've talked about, and I will talk again about, the unconditional love that children have for you. They feel and they see way more than we ever think. So we have to take responsibility for how we're feeling. And of course, if you're feeling down and you need medical advice, you need medical intervention, again, go for it. Whether that's antidepressants or counselling, let's not turn away from these interventions. You might need it for a short-term period or a long-term period. It's no one's business, but please make your peace a priority so that you can enjoy your children, so that you can enjoy being a mother, so that you can enjoy being a parent, so that you can enjoy your life, and then you can embark on a wonderful self-care journey. So I wanted to share that with you. I hope some of the pointers, bullet points that I've made are helpful. And if you want to discuss this with me personally, you can come into my DMs. If you want me to do a part two, then let me know in the comments on my Instagram page at The Confident Mum. But ultimately, especially this year, we can see that mental health, we have to take it seriously, because it isn't just when we were younger, we used to think that people that were crazy were the ones walking around, you know, with one shoe on and, you know, hair all crazy and, you know, singing and shouting and saying weird things, when actually a lot of people are silently really struggling mentally and they're putting on the you know, the plastic smile, the makeup, the great clothes, and they're hiding behind all of, they're hiding all their anxiety, their depression, if they feel that way, behind what they look like. You know, we all look good most of the time, but how do we feel? And I think we need to focus on that a lot more, especially if it's something that we can change. Like I said, if it's family members, if it's relatives, if it's friend groups, you know, you don't need to completely disconnect from them, but you can. And that's something that you can decide to do and not feel, you know, you can take an absolutely long break from people. It's okay to just take time for yourself and be alone with your thoughts and find out what it is. Who are you? you know, what do you like? What do you enjoy? Why has your confidence maybe gone down? This is called the confident mom after all. Who's knocked your confidence? And then after a while, it can, you know, be revealed to you that maybe it's the way that you're seeing things, you know. You can pray about it. I identify as a Christian, and I believe that God will reveal things to you if you are someone who can sit quietly with your own thoughts when you've got time, journal and reflect on how you're feeling. Are you in a situation based on how others are making you feel? And if so, how can you begin to change your surroundings slowly and gradually? And if there are people that are completely making you feel really bad about yourself, then I would advise removing them from your social media and just taking an extended time away from them, if not for a short time, then forever, indefinitely. Okay, well, I wanted to just share that with you today, and I hope this has been useful. You can follow me at The Confident Mum on Instagram, on Twitter. You can like my page on Facebook, please. You can also join our Facebook group at The Confident Mum, and I will see you on the next episode. I'm really excited about the episodes that are coming up in the future, so stay tuned, because this will, I've got one more episode that will be done and then this will conclude the pilot season, and then we hope to start towards the end of March with the first series of The Confident Mum. Okay, speak to you soon, and I'll see you in the next episode. Bye. Thank you again for listening. I would invite you to share this episode because I feel the message is very important. And I also would like to ask you to review this podcast, to leave a review, a rating, to send me a message on Instagram, and just to let me know what your thoughts are. Are you enjoying the podcast? What would you like me to discuss in the season one that is coming up in a matter of weeks? I also want to let my listeners know that I do work as a life coach, especially for new mums who are struggling with confidence and mums with children of a young age. If this is something that you want to find out more about, then please send me an email, theconfidentmum@gmail.com, and I will be in touch to see if and how I can help you. Thank you.